Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Serious Christians read their Bible. No such thing as somebody that's serious about serving God and go months and don't even pick up a Bible. I didn't say they weren't saved. I said they're not serious about serving God. Serious Christians pray every day. Did you hear me? No such thing as somebody that's a serious Christian and they go weeks and months and don't even pray. I didn't say they weren't saved, but they're not a good witness. And they're not, they're just more interested in what they want to do than serving God. And serious Christians go to church. You got a lot of folk that believe, I can be just as good a Christian as you or anybody else and be at home by myself and watch the preachers on TV and read my Bible. I'm closer to God out in the woods than I am in the church. Well, that's great. Pray to God out in the woods. Cool. Fine. But you can't be a good Christian and ignore the Bible. Right? How can you be a good Christian and ignore the Bible? And the Bible tells you very plainly in Hebrews, we're commanded not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Yeah. And the Lord has given us ministry gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. And yeah, you should get things from God for yourself, but there's some things you won't get by yourself. Yeah. You'll only get through other body parts. And so we're not supposed to be islands unto ourselves. We're not supposed to be just isolated. Well, just you and me, Jesus, that's all it takes. Just you and me. Read the Bible. That's not what he said. Did you hear me? You're supposed to be hooked up with other believers and you're supposed to be ministering to other people. I'll just tell you right now, I know some religions do it. If you're really holy, then you pull away from everybody and you go where nobody is and you take vows of poverty and that is unscriptural. Don't care who hears me say it. It's unscriptural. You never see any of the disciples doing such a thing. You never see Jesus. Why? We are put in the middle of this world to be a light to the world. Amen. You don't take a light and hide it under a bushel. Right? Which is what these folk are doing. And I know some people may not like that, but hey, show me the scriptures. Show me the scriptures in the Bible and I'll get up and publicly repent. I'm not concerned about it. Romans 8, are you there? If you're new today and you don't know about me, well, just hold on. If you don't like this message, I trust you will before it's over. But if you don't, come back and give us another shot. Give us another chance. I had a fellow one time meet me out in the hall after a message. And he said, not here. This is a few years ago. He said, I don't like you. I said, really? He said, no, I don't like you. I don't like the way you talk. I don't like the way you do. And he was worked up. I said, you don't know me. I said, if you knew me, you'd like me. I think that made him madder yet. But why should I lose my joy? Amen. 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 Because somebody's got worked up over something. Romans 8, are you there? I had another fella. This has happened more than once. Maybe I should think about this. I was up in New England and I was teaching on submission. I ought to do that here sometime, shouldn't I? Thank you for those two amens. And this fella came up after the service. He said, I got so mad at you in the middle of this service. I thought about just getting up and taking my chair I was sitting on and throwing it at you. I said, really? He said, but I'm okay now. I said, good. I'm glad you're okay now. Because some things were rubbing him the wrong way. But see, if it's just me rubbing you the wrong way, I want to repent and get that fixed. But now, if it's the Word rubbing you the wrong way, then you need to repent. Right? And get it fixed. And so that's what we got to decide. Is it just me? Or is it the Word? And is it the Lord? That's what you got to discern. Romans 8. Talking about the Spirit-led life. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 16 says, the Spirit itself, or as we went into some detail last week, most of your modern translations say himself. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Look at 14 again. The Spirit of God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Can sons of God expect to be led, guided, directed by the Holy Spirit of God? If you've been reading in the book of Acts, and you know I asked you to do this, look for references to the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. This is the Holy Spirit book. It's called the Acts of the Apostles, but that's a name men gave to it. There are Acts of prophets recorded and Acts of evangelists and Acts of Christians. That's nothing said about them being fivefold ministry gifts. I like to say it like this. This is the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the church. And what we read about there is supposed to be continuing on today because we're part of the same church, got the same Holy Spirit. And how many in reading this are you seeing and beginning to see how real the Holy Spirit was to them? I mean, just frequently you say, it says the Spirit said this and the Spirit said that and the Spirit directed this and the Spirit forbade this. And the Spirit wouldn't let them do this, or the Spirit agreed with this, and it seemed good to us and the Holy Ghost. And He obviously was very, very real to them in all of their dealings, all of their decisions. Is He as real to you? That's what you're reading about. Now, if He's not, listen to me now. Don't water down the Bible to fit your experience. Amen. Believe God to elevate your experience to match the Bible. When it comes to, you know, we believe in being filled with the Spirit, just like Acts 2:4, just like they did. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. We believe in that. We do it. But there was a time I didn't. There was a time I was a Christian. I knew God, thoroughly saved. If I'd have died right then, going straight to be with the Lord. But I hadn't had this experience of being filled to overflowing, power to be a witness, didn't pray in an unknown tongue. Some people say, well, that's not for everybody. It is for everybody. Yeah. I said, it is for everybody. Yeah. Every child of God needs, and I use that word advisedly, needs this supernatural ability to pray beyond your mind. Our minds are so limited. And to commune with God. But there was a time when I didn't. And I got to looking in the Word. And I'm so glad other people tried to tell me, well, that's all passed away. You know, when the last apostle died, all that ceased. Of course, they didn't show me any scriptures for that. But that's their theory. What are they doing? They are watering down the Bible to fit their lack of experience. Yeah. People do that. Well, you know, healing's passed away. Said who? Well, the age of miracles is past. Says who? Well, see, people, even educated people with multiple degrees, they come up with all these theories and all these positions that basically is watering down the Bible that makes it okay for us today to not have what they had. And okay that we don't have experiences like they had. That is not true. I'm so glad I looked at it and I said, well, I don't have this experience. I don't know this. I haven't seen this in my life. But if it's here, I ought to have it. Amen. Amen. If it's in the Bible, if they prayed in tongues, I ought to pray in tongues. If they had power, I ought to have power. If they saw healings, we ought to see healings. Yes. Amen. Amen. So basically I'm saying, Lord, elevate my experience to match this book. I'm not going to water down the book to match my lack of experience. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And that should be happening all the time as we're reading the scriptures. I don't care if you've been walking with God for 75 years and if you had all kind of amazing things happen in your life, you're going to come across something in this book that you don't see. you haven't had. So what do? Lord, bring us up to it. Amen. Bring us up to this. This is the standard. This is the vision. Well, the Holy Spirit was real to them. And He should be real to us. He directed them. He led them. He guided them. He should be directing us every day. Sons of God. That means, you know, men and women. There are male sons of God and female sons of God. Sons of God can expect to be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Why don't you say it out loud? I am born of the Spirit.
Filled with the Spirit.
And led of the Spirit. I live a Spirit-led life. Amen. You know, Phyllis and I have been living like this for so many years, it would be completely foreign for us to try to do something else. I mean, every day when we get up, we're checking our hearts. Which way do we go? Checking in with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is this right? Is this not right? Long ago, I decided that I didn't have enough up here to make my decisions unassisted. Did you hear me? Let me mention something to you. Think about this now. If you were led by the Holy Spirit 100% of the time, you'd never make a bad decision. You'd never lose money on a bad investment. Did you hear me? If you were led by the Spirit all the time. The reason people mess up, the reason people get hooked up with the wrong folks and they experience loss and experience problems is because they decided to do that apart from Him. He's not going to lead you into failure. He's the God of increase.
Amen.
Now go to John, please, the 14th chapter. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. John 14. Now in our previous teaching on this, we talked about that the Holy Spirit is not an impersonal force, not an it, but rather a person, a divine person. And in this passage, we see Jesus referring to the Holy Spirit with personal pronouns. If you look them up in the Greek, they are masculine personal pronouns. He, him, his. Not referring to an it, but a person.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Person of the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R928. That's R928, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.